Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polewski, and as you can tell from this sound, if you've been listening for the last few weeks, it's that time once a month when I subject Mary to various cocktail recipes, yes. And we have two this morning. So we've already poured out example A. There it is.
Yes, and it looks a little bit like dirty water. Well, I'm smelling this before I taste it, and I'm getting cucumber and maybe peppers. Am I drinking like a Bloody Mary gazpacho?
You are kind of drinking a reinvented Bloody Mary.
It's hard to bring this to the lips.
What do you think?
Actually, it's not bad. It's definitely savory, peppery. So maybe pepper vodka in here?
No, just pepper and
just
vodka.
Just pepper and vodka, along with cucumbers and peppers. Is there tomato?
Lots of tomato.
There is.
It's like a pound and a half tomato.
But not tomato juice.
No tomatoes.
Fresh tomatoes.
Actual tomatoes, yeah.
I was going to say, because it really does sort of taste like
gazpacho.
Gazpacho, except gazpacho with some heat and some alcoholic heat.
Well, first off, it needs a better color. It's an odd color.
Yes, it does.
And that's why you serve it in a glass with like lots of celery and chazerai in it.
So you can't see that it looks sort of like mud or a dirty puddle. That's the name for it. The dirty puddle. Okay.
You could call it the V2 because it has vodka and vegetables. and it does pack a bit of a punch.
It does. I like the honesty of it. You can tell that it's not commercial tomato juice.
Correct.
You can tell that there are fresh vegetables in it. So I like that.
So this had tomatoes, cucumber, some dill, some horseradish, some lemon, a bit of shiitake mushroom, some salt and pepper. Yeah, it's all there.
Okay.
This is one that I'm a little bit happier with. Here we go.
How about that? Now, if the other one looked like au naturel mud, this one looks like... It could be either a lipstick or a nail polish color. In fact, I think I'm knitting myself a sweater that's sort of this color, this hot pinky red.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
It's something else.
Mm-hmm.
Grenadine? I haven't even smelled it. I haven't tasted it.
It's completely natural.
It's completely natural.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Have a smell.
Right.
Ooh, it smells really refreshing.
Well, definitely citrus.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't smell like grapefruit, but I'm trying to think of what would get it this color.
The citrus is lemon, orange, and lime.
Okay. Blood orange?
Nope.
No? Okay. No. I haven't tasted it yet. I'm just smelling.
What do you think?
I think I like it, but I can't really go past the citrus. Tell me.
Cranberries.
Cranberries. Well, yes. But, you know, you don't really taste the cranberries. It just gives it that nice tartness. That's why maybe I was thinking blood orange.
So this is cranberry simple syrup. What do you think?
That's quite nice. But, you know, the citrus is so forward that I don't even get the bourbon or the cranberries, per se.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah.
Or maybe I'm just knocked out by this beautiful color. It really is dazzling. And I don't get a lot of the cinnamon either, although maybe that sort of falls in with the bourbon. That's a lovely drink.
Yeah, I'm really pleased with this one.
Are you going to serve that on Thanksgiving?
I think a pitcher of this would be excellent.
I think we would all fall down quickly, but it's very nice. And I want to enjoy all the good food that you're going to make.
I'm going to insist that everybody Uber to this, Thanksgiving and put this on the menu.
Well, very nice, JP. I have to say, I'm looking forward to these cocktail
mornings.
Stump the cocktail drinker.
There you go. I think that was really, really fun. And
that was nice.
I have to take a picture of this.
Where did you get the idea for this? Or did you find
online.
A recipe somewhere?
Okay. This was online. I did a search for fall cocktails, and there it was.
Well, good job. Good
Thank
choice.
Thank you. Always a pleasure. So, for Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polewski.
And I'm Mary Sajak.
Cheers.